Ennis, what does this deal look like that JEA is trying to work out with the city?
Well, in 2015, JEA did a review of their current building on Church Street. And it was determined that several critical systems such as fire protection, the elevators, and plumbing was in need of replacement. And that cost would be more expensive than building a new facility from scratch to fit their needs. So JEA is now working with the city of Jacksonville on a land swap deal for what is currently a surface parking lot at the northwest corner of Adams and Julia Street for the construction of a new facility. And at the same time, the existing property would then be put on the market. And if so, the net proceeds from that sale would go to the city of Jacksonville. If not, that property would then be demolished and the property would be given to the city of Jacksonville.
So let's say this deal goes through and there's this old, decrepit building that needs a lot of upgrades. Why would a developer be interested in buying that property?
The current facility has a pretty interesting history. It was built in 1962 as a downtown center. It features a 19-story office tower that at one point had a rotating restaurant on the rooftop. And it was actually the second tallest building in Jacksonville at that time. And then it also includes what was an Ivy's department store.
So you could have a piece of Jacksonville history.
With its own parking garage.
What are the next steps?
So the deal to finalize this land swap agreement is a 60-day process. At that point in time, if finalized, the JEA would move forward with the design and construction of a facility to replace the current headquarters. Construction could be underway as early as April 2019.
Okay, so what would this mean for Jacksonville's North Bank?
A few things. From a skyline perspective, the skyline finally changes. It's looked the same for over a decade now. You'll see cranes in the sky, which is a signal of growth and progress. And at the same time, you'll see an underutilized surface parking lot that is now replaced with a development that has 800 employees coming to work. And in that location, that helps feed the existing retail spaces. So you see more foot traffic in the area where there's no traffic today.
Ennis Davis is co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.